Now, this story is old. It's old. From Fort Wayne, Indiana. We may have played this 18 years ago, 20 years ago. Okay. I don't know.
All right.
It felt a little familiar. But Tommy stumbled across it, our very own Tommy in there. And part of the joy is not only the words they say, sounds like an old PA prank, but also it's enjoyable because, like, when they talk about searching on the computer, it is old Yahoo search, like 1998 kind of.
Okay.
It's a trip through time
okay.
in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Well, Heather, Mark, the people voted, and the top pick so far with more than 10,000 votes is the Harry Balls Government Center, named after one of the city's longest-serving mayors, but not everyone's on board with that name.
I forgot about
that. Harry Balls apparently was a great mayor. That's what I'm hearing. If you read the comments, actually, people are very serious about what he did as mayor. The family was, you know, it's part of our history. I think it's part of the history we're proud of.
To pick the new name for the building, people went over to feedbackfortwayne.org. They made suggestions and voted. The overwhelming front runner was the Harry Balls Government Center.
His last name is spelled B-A-A-L-S.
Now, the other lady definitely said Bales, mm-hmm. but the newscaster, he's hanging in there with balls.
And this is back in the day, like, what year did you say this is from? This is dial-up, right? Based off of the font
on
the web?
I'm guessing like the late 90s, early 2000s, right?
9,000 votes. People were committed to that. Fort Wayne, Indiana, know it was dial-up. People were just like, oh, we got to vote. It's going to take 20 minutes for this page to load, another 20 just to get this through, but we're doing it.
And they weren't going outside because it was because I can see that temperature right there in the bottom corner. So they had nothing to do but vote.
Harry Balls was the mayor of Fort Wayne back in the 1930s and 40s. He even served a term in the 1950s. We have a street named after Harry Balls. So what's the big deal about naming the new city county government building after him?
I feel that it'd be an honor to have him have the building named
Jim
after
Balls.
Him.
His son.
Okay, yeah, that one lady might have said Bales, but they're talking to Jim Balls right now, his grandson. So,
and so many people have voted for it. I say let the people have the say.
But this isn't an election where the person with the most votes wins.
We want to look at something that reflects both the city and the county. So, you know, we're looking for something that isn't just a mayor.
So is this all about the name? Some people think the Harry Balls Government Center would make Fort Wayne the butt of jokes. After all, the family did change the pronunciation of their last name from Balls to Bales. Jim said it was his grandmother's idea.
Okay, so it was. Okay, so it was Balls. So, I mean, he might be Jim Bales now because they decided to change the pronunciation, but when Harry was serving, it was Balls.
For sure.
Harry Balls.
At the time when Harry was born, it wasn't the connotation wasn't there like it's come up through the years. So I think she was just trying to save the family a little bit of embarrassment, especially her children.
Jim thinks a Harry Balls Government Center could be great for the city of Fort Wayne.
I love how he just is committed.
Yeah, well, that's how you say the name.
Well, I think it would put us on the map, for one thing. I know there's been a lot of controversy about it.
I've been putting my balls on maps for years, but it's never done any good.
Yeah, there was a time where balls all over town.
About it. I think a lot of people are going to snicker about it and laugh, but after it dies down, I don't see any problem.
And the online voting continues until Friday. The mayor will talk to community leaders about the online suggestions, and then a decision should be made about the building's name.
So unless you're watching this, whenever they were showing the results, Harry Balls has nearly 9,000 votes, and everybody else doesn't even have 500. And the woman is like, well, it's not really about the voting, but what's best for the community. It's exactly about the vote. You can't have 9,000 votes and then be like, well, you know, Anthony Johnson Central sounded better. No, shut up. It's Harry Balls.
Sometime by the end of this month.
So just because it gets the most votes does not mean that's what the name's going to be.
Absolutely.
That's so lame that
it
they
ended
didn't
up
call it that.
Not getting named that. I just had
God
to find out.
God dang it. I'm angry.
Balls on that. I am too.
What's it called now? Anybody know?
Oh, now it's called Citizens Square.
That's what
they called it. Citizens Square, which isn't even easy to say. You can't end a word with an S and start one with an S.
Yeah.
Citizens Square. It's dumb.
Their Department of Motor Vehicles and City Works is named Thomas's Taint Square. Named after Thomas Taint, who was their mayor.
Obviously. Sure, yeah.
Just after Harry Balls.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But right before Valerie Vagina.
But behind Dick Shafter.
Who went on to be a writer for ESPN.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.